talking today about the work that we are doing around addressing breast cancer disparities among Black women. And that is our disclaimer, of course. Just a little bit about our organization. We are an organization that's been around for 30 years. We'll be celebrating our 30th anniversary later this month. And we are the only national organization that is focused solely on the health issues of Black women. So as you can imagine, that would mean we could address a whole host of issues, but we focus on six core issues, breast cancer being one of those. And our mission is to advance health equity and social justice for Black women across the lifespan. For the Reach US initiative, we have chosen to call ours Sister Reach US. And we have two prongs to this. We have a local approach and we have a national approach. Our local approach focuses on the elimination of breast and cervical cancer disparities or inequities among Black women in Chicago and Atlanta. We also are doing some work in the Washington, D.C. area, but under this initiative specifically with the CDC funding, we're focusing in Chicago and Atlanta. And our target population for this is young women, 18 to 24, and then we also focus on women 25 to 64. And then nationally, what we're doing is really taking a closer look at the inequities that contribute to these growing disparities. Brian mentioned some of the issues related to social determinants in the built environment and where we live, eat, work, and play, having an impact on that. So we look at those issues as well as some of the systemic issues that exist in the communities that are targeted for this initiative and what we can do to address those. And then we also work to promote the most promising practice and evidence-based initiatives that are out there that are community-driven and community-focused. And we tend to focus more on practice-based evidence, practice-based programs, because those tend to be the ones that have more flexibility and they can be adapted more to the populations that we're serving. We have two partners for our initiatives. In Atlanta, we're working with the Center for Black Women's Wellness, and in Chicago, we are working with the Southside Health Center. One of the things that we're doing under this initiative is what we're calling Moving Beyond Pink. I think we've all seen the pinkification of breast cancer in this country. And so we chose to move beyond the pink in order to really look at what's happening with Black women and among Black women as it relates to breast cancer. We have actually chosen purple as our color for our campaign. And what we're doing with this initiative is really taking what we have learned in our 30 years of work with Black women and helping to advance the understanding of Black women's health issues and how they can play a part on the research, on the program development, in the funding, as well as in some of the policymaking activities that are taking place that impact Black women's health. So we educate decision makers across all streams and across all disciplines in order to make sure they clearly understand what the impact of decisions that are being made at higher levels are having on Black women and the fact that more research needs to be focused on Black women in this area. We really felt that we were failing Black women in this country, and I'm talking about the collective we, especially young Black women, and so we are very passionate about this issue. Through our initiative, we're seeking to answer these three key questions. Why are Black women more likely to be diagnosed with breast cancer at a young age? What places Black women at greater risk of triple negative and inflammatory breast cancer? Those are two of the most aggressive and virulent forms of breast cancer, and Black women tend to be diagnosed more often with those than other women. And why, despite an overall lower incidence of breast cancer among women, and among Black women in particular, do Black women face greater risk of dying than any other groups? That's just a chart as far as a display of what the disparities are when it comes to breast cancer incidence rates by age range. And you can see across every age range, Black women do have a higher rate or incidence rate of breast cancer than other women. When it comes to why we're concerned about this issue, we're talking about some key things that we're working to address here. The limited access to quality mammograms, and I'll talk about one of our cities in particular when it comes to that issue. Environmental issues in our communities, the racial discrimination that exists across systems, lifestyle, and not talking particularly about behavior, but what's happening around the women in the communities that we're working in. Lack of research that's specific to Black women, cuts to programs that provide breast cancer screenings at low or no cost, and then the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force guidelines that came out back in 2010 that recommended that mammography be conducted in women 50, beginning at the age 50 and over, rather than 40, and also excluding breast self-examination from the range of identified and effective early detection methods. And we felt that this was a death sentence for Black women, and we came out publicly and said so. Some of the things we've learned as far as our work with Black women, within all age categories and all stages of the disease, Black women are more likely to die of breast cancer than women of other races. As I mentioned before, Black women are twice as likely as white women to develop triple negative breast cancer. One thing we found among younger Black women, under the age of 35, Black women are twice as likely than other women to develop cancer. So within that age range, we have two times the rate, and usually we think of breast cancer as affecting women 40 and over. So we are beginning to see it in increased rates among younger Black women. Breast cancer is biologically different in Black women. There's limited access to quality and appropriate screening, and then access to insurance is not always a factor when it comes to the inequities that we're seeing. There are some screening barriers that we have found. Black women and young women tend to have dense breast tissue, and we have found that there is not the available screening equipment to handle or to be able to detect tumors in dense breasts. Oftentimes, it needs to go beyond digital mammography, and it needs to be either ultrasound or sonograms that really are able to go a little bit deeper and detect those smaller tumors in dense breast tissue. And if you're not familiar with dense breast issues, it's the ratio of fat to other tissue being much less. The fatty breast tissue is actually a good thing, believe it or not. It's one of the times when fat is good. But when it comes to breast tissue, it does tend to make it more difficult for there to be timely and early detection of smaller tumors when there is less fatty tissue. And then women with dense breasts are at higher risk for breast cancer for that reason, but there's also something about the dense breast tissue itself that places women at risk. It's not known yet what that is, but we have found that to be the case. Some of the ways that we're working to move beyond pink with the work that we're doing, we have a campaign that we have been promoting, especially last month during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We chose to call our campaign the 3D campaign, Detect, Diagnose, and Decide. And those are three key action steps we want Black women to be able to do throughout their reproductive health years and beyond so that they can really become familiar with their breasts and be able to help make decisions about what's happening with their breast care. We encourage and educate women on conducting breast self-examinations. We actually developed our own breast self-exam shower card. When we were looking for materials that could be utilized in our work, we found that there were none that showed real Black women with real Black breasts. So we developed some that went beyond the clear women that we were seeing in many of the other images and breast self-exam shower cards and developed our own. And so we've been disseminating those. We've disseminated about 10,000 over the past year and a half. And that's something that we are really proud of as far as increasing awareness of the fact that breast self-examination is still the first line of defense when it comes to early detection and that we need to become more familiar with our own breasts and be able to detect changes in how they look and feel. Again, we're educating decision makers on concerns and issues faced by Black women, and we're supporting women on becoming informed participants in their own health care by helping them to understand about clinical trials and clinical studies and providing the information that's important, because we have found also, and this may be common knowledge for some of you, but when it comes to breast cancer treatment in particular, drugs like tamoxifen are not effective in Black women. And so that is something that we are really working with researchers and educators to inform women of this issue and make sure that additional research is being done. We're also educating women in communities on the Affordable Care Act and the benefits that are currently available and have been available to women as of August of 2012 that provide mammography and other well woman exams at no cost. We are educating them on Medicaid expansion and on insurance plans that will cover screening, genetic screening for BRCA1 and BRCA2, which is the mutated gene that increases risk for breast and ovarian cancers. And it's a very expensive test. It's about $3,000 to $5,000, and it is not available widely in many communities. Some of the things that are needed, we have found that there needs to be a more accurate understanding and application of breast cancer risk factor assessments by providers and by patients, the development of more sensitive and responsive detection services. Some of the work we've done in Chicago, for example, when we first started in 2010 in Chicago, there were no digital mammography units in the communities where Black women tended to live or close by. They would have to go outside the city of Chicago for digital mammography. Through the work that we've been doing, we have worked with community groups and with service providers in Chicago to have digital mammography units deployed across the city. So we feel we've made some contributions there. We're educating women about how important it is to detect, diagnose, and decide as far as their breast cancer care is concerned. We are also looking at enhancing service delivery in both Chicago and in Atlanta by doing mock interviews with service providers. We call up the service providers as women who are seeking services, ask questions that are gender and culturally specific, and we take an assessment of what their responses are. Then we follow up with them and work with them as far as how to make their services more culturally and gender responsive to the needs of Black women. We are also developing very specific materials as far as getting the male members of the family involved in early detection efforts around Black women. We are sharing and educating women, as I mentioned before, on clinical trials. We had a webinar recently talking about personalized medicine and how genetic coding can be a key to early detection and early treatment of breast cancer, and a more effective form of treatment because it's specific to the genetic factors of Black women. So we're really looking at some of the impact that we're making, and we hope to have some data to show very soon. And then this is information on our websites that focus on these two issues, my contact information, and thank you.